Joining us now is Dwayne Wade. Can you hear us now? And can we
What's
hear you?
I do. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes. We can hear you great.
Yes, we got you loud and clear.
All right, go ahead, introduce
Dwayne. D-Wade, I just wanted to welcome you because Homer is like who's the best shooter ever played with? Novak? That's how good Homer is at annoying people. Homer's that good at annoying people, so I'm worried about him getting under your skin for some reason. He doesn't do it on purpose, but he tends to do it. So I'm worried about that. So I got to keep on the rack. So
I face tougher opponents.
Yeah, that's right. Way to talk to him. He's not afraid of you, Homer.
I didn't think you would.
Go ahead, fire away.
You ready to go, D Wade?
Always.
This is the first time I've ever interviewed in which I said Dwayne Wade, first ballot. Basketball Hall of Famer. What's the first thought that enters your mind? Because everybody's going to call you that for the rest of your life.
Well, it sounds good hearing you say those words. You guys know, man, when I was in college, I always watched you guys talk about us playing. I didn't watch the ESPN or whatever we was on. I always watched Homer, always watched George, and I listened to you guys. So I wanted you guys' approval, and I wanted you guys to realize and know how good I was. And so to hear the word come out of your mouth, man, that sounds good.
You are helping out and being a part of this Wade versus Diener. Again, you go to wadeversusdiener.givesmart.com. And every charity event in the world wants Dwayne Wade to be a part of it. How do you decide what to do? Because it's a big part of your life.
Yeah, some things are a little bit more personable for me. And, I've always sat back and said, one day once my career ends, I want to make sure I do more than the Milwaukee community. Milwaukee gave me so much. And so now that I'm done, I got a chance to go back and get in and ride around with Diener and go play golf. And we got a chance to talk about what he was doing, what Novak is doing, what Joe Chapman is doing, what all the guys on the Final Four, what everyone's doing, and how they're making impact in the Milwaukee community. And in that moment, we just decided that, it was time that I come back and I add to that. And so we started talking about what they could look like. And right now in our age, we think we could still play, and I might be a better golfer than basketball player, and that's not saying a lot. And so we decided to create something around golf, around what we love, around basketball, around what we love, and to be able to focus on the things that we love, like literacy, the program that I have at Marquette, that's named up my sister to get away Johnson, the literacy program. We decided to, hopefully raise money and funds to be able to strengthen that program, to be able to watch that program grow, and also other things in Milwaukee. So, this is our first time doing it, our first year doing it, and hopefully we're doing it for a very long time.
I'm assuming there's maybe some connection. Everybody loves Shaka Smart, understandably so. This is a huge thing with his wife. She's written a book. I don't know if there's a connection there, but it also gives me a chance to ask you, have you met Shaka Smart? Do you remember when you first met him? I think he claims he was an assistant at Dayton when Dayton beat Dwayne Wade and Marquette, but I'm not sure if I have that right.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
I warned you. I tried to warn you.
Because I think Shaka will bring it up.
Here he goes.
If Shaka beats Dwayne Wade, he's bringing that up. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Listen. My sister and I got an opportunity to sit down with Maya, Smart, and also Shaka. When I presented that the name change of our literacy program will be named after my sister. And Maya was there, and we got a chance to talk about her book, what's her passions, and we hope to marry these passions together. I think the good thing about Marquette is that we could pick up the phone and call each other, from President Lova to Shaka Smart, and we can all talk about how we want to see Marquette grow. And I'm thankful to be an advisor to them both. I think we'll put the individuals that they call when things, happens and occurs in Marquette. And so this is something that we want to do. It's something we want to do together. So literacy, you guys know, is very important, man. It's very important when it comes to, reducing gender and race equality. It's very important when it comes to gaining a deeper knowledge and understanding of the world and all the things that come with it. And so you know, we all want to make sure that our kids have an opportunity, especially in the communities they come from, to be able to improve their own lives and expand their own capabilities.
WadeVersusDiener.GiveSmart.com. And again, you can enter. You spend $10 or more, you can get tickets that might get you a trip for two to golf in the Wade versus Diener golf outing. That's on Monday, July 24th. It starts on Friday, 21st, 22nd. No, it's 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Nothing on Friday. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. All right, Dwayne, I got like three questions. We're almost out of time. You ready to go?
Okay.
These won't irritate you. As a basketball player, what do you feel is your greatest accomplishment?
Ooh, as a basketball player, since I played the game to try to become a winner and to try to be the best teammate that I could be, I think my greatest accomplishment is that I think you can talk to all my teammates, talk to all my coaches. I think I was a pretty good teammate and a pretty good player, and I think I won. I won it at the levels. I didn't win a championship at every level, but I won at every level, and I think that's important. So that's my accomplishment, rolled up in one.
Forget about basketball. As I asked you when you were at Marquette, what would you do if you weren't a basketball player? Forget basketball. In your life, what are you most proud of?
I guess the things I wake up and I think about every day. I wake up and think about my family's health. I wake up and think about my family's safety. And I wake up and think of my own personal health. And I'm proud to say that, you know, we have all those things. And I work hard every day to make sure that those things continue and we continue to accomplish those things. And so I'm proud of those. All the other, the trophies, the accolades, the mentions, those things are great. Those things come and go. These other things are something that's really meaningful to me. So I'm really proud of it.
All right, this is my curiosity. You're 40-some years old. You've done all these things. You got to live the rest of your life. What are you going to do the rest of your life? Yeah. What? Because I know you're going to be driven to something, but what is it going to be? You got a lot of years left.
That's why I get up every day as excited as I am with the joy that I have, because I don't even know. You know what I mean? And I had dreams, and I've already accomplished some of those dreams. And I know that I get to travel this world. I get to meet people all around the world. I get to see life in so many different dimensions. And there's so much more to do. There's so much more to live for. And so, 41 years old, man, and as long as I got breath in my lungs, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not only delivering for myself, but I'm living for everybody that I was put here to live for. And accomplish and do all the things that I was put here to do. So, man, the world is my oyster.
Have you worked on your speech? You can practice your speech with us if you'd like.
I have not one word written down. It's going to be last minute, and it's going to come out the way it needs to come out. I have not one word written down. I don't need, man. I can get up there without a speech, and I can pour from my heart, and it'd be good enough. But you know, at some point, I'll put the pen down on the paper, and I'll make it happen.
Nice. That's big time. I got one idea and then one last question. I want to get Homer on your show, on your game show. If that's possible, maybe you can have a Marquette day, and some of your Final Four buddies, some of your Final Four guys play for their favorite charities, but I need Homer in there as well. I just got to see him trying to do some of that physical stuff, D. That would make my decade.
No.
Watching.
We don't want.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
Thanks,
the way that we see him, the way we see Homer, that's how we want Homer to always be. We don't want to see him try to be athletic in no shape or form or fashion.
I do. Speak for yourself. I want to see it.
I got one.
I don't want to think about that when I eat.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you.
The other question I have, are you going to beat Diener? Is there going to be a competition on the course?
Well, we're going to do multiple competitions even outside of the actual tournament. So there's other ways I could beat. Diener is a better golfer than me. Let's not get that twisted. He's been golfing since he was 3 years old. I just started at 37, so let's not get that twisted.
Okay.
But I hope that the team that's put together for Team Wade will beat Team Diener. That's the goal. But also, nice. Too, guys, I didn't mention this, man. The one thing that really, really prompted this as well is being back with my teammates for the 20-year anniversary. And understanding all the history that we had and all the things that we accomplished and all the joy that we have together. And I felt like a little kid when I was back. And I like feeling like a little kid because life is so damn hard. And it's so much, it's, you always got to be an adult. And so this weekend when we come, we having nothing but fun. Y'all going to see me the way that y'all probably see me when I was 18. Just laughing, giggly, and hopefully all our teammates are there and we can always come back together. Because I think the Milwaukee area needs to see that. We're still in their hearts and they're still in ours. So hopefully they can see us all just be those kids again. But we look like adults.
Talking with Dwayne Wade, and about we'll give you all the information on what you can do to help raise money. Wade versus Diener.givesmart.com. Again, it's coming up in July. 3 days, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Donate a little. I'll give you the website, and you could play golf for two in the golf part of it. All right, last question. You ready, Dwayne?
I got a question for you when you get done asking me. Well, go ahead.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
The latest commercial. I don't believe you snore that badly.
Oh, my goodness, it's worse.
I told you. Why would she make that up?
No, they were just exaggerating little bit. They said an animal.
What'd she say, a rhinoceros or something like that?
I don't remember what it was. I thought he doesn't snore that bad. But you are that bad a snorer, huh? All right.
Listen, some endorsements you take because of the opportunity and because the money is good. Some endorsements you take and partnerships you take because it's actually what you live and how you are. And the Sleep Number, me and my wife looked at each other and was like, yeah, we got to get into this because this is real life for us. And so, yeah.
Did you find the right number?
I'm 35 right now. I'm finding my way.
Okay.
All right. You get the last question. Other than I just want to tell you, I speak for all of Marquette basketball fans. You should know, even 20 years later, they just want to hug you and thank you for the level of entertainment and fun they had watching you play. Now, go ahead to your question. They'd be mad if I didn't say that.
No, I thank them for it, and I appreciate it. Every time I come back to Marquette, every time I walk into what is now it ain't about it no more. What is it called? I don't even know. Every time I walk into an arena that Marquette is playing in or at, I feel the love. And it feels like I'm right back in 2000 and 2002. So I appreciate it. So, Homer, last question for you. August 11th and 12th, I will be in Springfield, Mass. Would you join me?
Yes.
All right.
You need any more?
I would love to see you at the Hall of Fame. I just want to see you at the Hall of Fame, man. I appreciate you. What you've meant for my career. I appreciate the voice you were for me growing up. And I want to make sure you're at the Hall of Fame, brother. So I'll see you there.
I will be there. And I do regret. I want to ask you about, because I can't believe I didn't think of Flash as a nickname. You were, of course, D-Wade. Then when you got cooking, you were Microwave. And then when you're out of control, you were Tidal Wade. Shaq gave you that, right? And maybe he was the first person. It's a great nickname for you. Am I right?
It's a what nickname?
It's a great nickname. Am I correct that he gave it to you? And anybody called you Flash before Shaq did?
Shaq gave me that nickname. Yeah. And I just recently found out that he named me after someone, that he didn't just think of that. It was a player who played. His name was Ant. He played, I can't say he played on Ant-1, but he was like a street ball player. His nickname was Flash. Shaq said that I played like him, and he's seen that. He saw the explosiveness. And this guy, Antoine Howard, a.k.a. Flash, was really explosive, kind of undersized, but he would dunk on you, and he was fast and all that. And so he named me after him. So shout out to Antoine Howard's family, and shout out to him.
Thanks for the time.
Nice. Thanks, D-Wade.
See you in August.
See you in August, brother. Thank you, guys.
Dwayne Wade.
The invite. Wow.
Did I irritate him?
No. You earned yourself an invite by not being irritating. had you kept asking and talking about the losses that he had.
I could have brought up East Carolina. I was going to, but I thought better not.
That would have gotten you out of there.
All right, next. Thanks, Dwayne Wade.